I checked on the time, and we have time to do one more. So let's take this one. Some diamonds are used for adornment. We're going to use DX for diamond and AX for adornment, used for adornment. Only things worn as jewels or applied as cosmetics are used for adornment. Only things used as jewels or applied as cosmetics are worn for adornment. Diamonds are never applied as cosmetics. Diamonds never applied as cosmetics. We already have the symbols for them. Nothing worn as a jewel is properly used if it has industrial application. There, IX has industrial application. Nothing worn as a jewel is properly used if it has industrial application. So we need industrial application and we need properly used. Some diamonds have industrial applications. Therefore, some diamonds are not properly used. So let's try those now. If you got those sentences down, maybe you want to turn the video off and to have a shot at trying to formulate each one of them, and then turn it back on and see what we do here. Premise one. Something is a diamond and is worn for adornment. Premise two. Anything worn as adornment is either a jewel or a cosmetic. Three. No diamonds are cosmetics. Line four. Anything that's a jewel and has industrial use is not properly used. Anything that's a jewel is not properly used if it has industrial use. Okay. And five, there is at least one diamond that's a jewel. Therefore, this thing's running out of juice on us. There is at least one X that is a diamond and not properly used. And this argument is invalid. So we're going to begin by trying to assign the conclusion so as to make it false. And all we have to do is make one member of it false. But first we have to decide about the expansion of the lines. How many membered universes is it going to take to prove that this is an invalid argument? One more member than the number of existential quantifiers in the premises. How many are there? Look and see. One, two. So we need a three-membered universe. It's going to be a lot of expanding, a lot of writing. But it's nothing hard, it's just time-consuming. So we're going to expand each line. I'm going to expand the conclusion first and do it right next to it. The expansion here will be DA and not PA, or DB and not PB, or DC and not PC. There's the expansion of the conclusion. Let's do the other lines then in their order. AX, AA, we're going to have a specific individual. it implies J-A or C-A. And A-B implies J-B or C-B. Or AC implies JC or CC. That's three-membered universe here. D implies C. DA implies not CA. Again, this is universal, so it's N. DB implies not CB, and DC implies not CC. And then we have this line, JA and IA entail not PA. And that is going to be expanded by conjunction because it's also a universal. J, B, and I, B entail not P, B. And J, C, and I, C entail not P, C. And then the last one is the existential line that goes D, A, and J, A. Or DB and JB, or DC and JC. And there are the lines expanded. And so now our first task is to assign the conclusion so that it's false. And once again, it's a matter of guesswork. There's more than one way to do it, and they may not all equally work well, but let's have a shot at it. I'm going to take DA to be false, right? These are disjuncts of conjuncts. Every disjunct has to be false. Something in it has to be false. I'm going to make not PB false here. And then, what am I going to do? G, A, J, I guess it doesn't matter a whole lot. I'll make D, C false over here. See if it works. If it doesn't, erase it, try it again. So making D, A false commits me to this. P, B is true. No, false. Not P, B is false. Not P, B. Here's the not P, B. Do I see any others? Not PBs? No, I don't. Do I see any other DAs? I'm looking. I don't. Okay, and DC. DC has to be false. Here it is. And I'm looking for more DCs, and here's one. Okay. All right. Sometimes when you stand this close to the board, you can't see it as well. You could probably see it better than I can. If you move back away, you can see what you're looking for. All right, let's see what we got. If DA is false here, then this first unit that's conjoined here, this is true. It's only false if it's false, if it's true false. It can't be now, so it's true. That leaves... And the same thing is true here. So the only thing that needs to be done yet for this second line is to make this middle member true. And I don't see any reason why we can't make DB. Oh yes, I do. I do see a reason why we can't. So I'm going to make not C true here. And that saves this entire line. Not CB, and I'm looking for any other not CB, and I'm not seeing another one. Okay. Oh, yes, there is. Here's not CB is true, then CB is false. Anything else? Don't want to miss them. Okay. So now we've taken care of one of the lines. This line is true. False implies anything is true. Anything implies true is true. False implies anything is true. Line two is true. The conclusion's false. Now let's see about line one, the first one. Every member has to be true. What is this doing here? This is a conjunction. And what we've got is false here. So if AB, are there any other ABs? I'm looking. I do not see any other ABs anywhere. If we make AB false, this middle one is true. If we make AA false, I don't see any other AAs, then this third of the first line is true. And what about AC? Any other ACs? Wow, none. So we can just go down here and make all these false. False implies anything is true. False implies false is true. False implies anything is true. There's the first line is true. Second line is true, while the conclusion is assigned false. Now we come to the last two lines. We've got to make these work out. We've already got false here for DC. Let's go to the last line, because these are conjunctions that are disjoined. Some one of them has to be true to make the line true, but only one of them has to be true. This one's already false. False and anything else is false. So what about DB? We haven't assigned DB anywhere. I see one here, it's unassigned. I see one there, it's unassigned. We didn't need to commit on about anything. So if we make this true, and then JB would have to be true. No, is that going to get us in trouble? JB, here's a JB. We make that true there. This looks like it might be true implies false. That would be false, and it would falsify that line. So we don't want to do that. So we're going to have to come back here. This is going to have to be false. False implies false would be true, and it saves that line. So it makes this false here. So now this one's false, and this one's false, and this is the last one, and we've got to be able to save it. And we've already got DA false. So this is not going to work. This is not going to work this way. We've got to find another way to assign the false and try it again. Not at all unusual. So what we'll do is try this. We'll try making not PA to be false. We'll leave not PB as it is, and DC false. Let's see if this saves anything. Not PA. What does that commit us to? Let's get all these old assignments off of here. Don't tell anybody that I told you this, but I won't put anything this complicated on the final exam, okay? You don't have time for that. You've only got an hour to do the whole thing, I think, or whatever the time limit is. Yeah, I wouldn't do that. But you wouldn't need to work at something like this. If you can do this, you can do the exam. Okay, let's see what we're going to do here. Not PA. Do I see any PAs here at all? Whoa, only one, not PA, is here, and that's false. Okay, that's the only one I see. And if that's correct, if I've guessed right this time, then all we have to do is make one of these false, and that one's this much of this line is true. So let's see what we need. Is there an IA anywhere else in the whole thing? I don't see any. In that case, I'm going to make IA false, and this much of this third line is true. That may not be too clear there. This is JB. Okay. Now, what else are we committed to? We're committed to DC being false, but DA can be true. Because we're not committed to anything there. And what about JA? True, that depends on what AA is. Okay, we need this to be true, and if it is, this much is true, and then the whole line is, because they're disjuncts. Only one of them needs to be.